Live from the NEI studios in Boston, Massachusetts, it's Late Night Liam with Liam Stryker. On tonight's show, Netflix increasing their prices once again. We have an interview with Kaylee Bray from Damsels, Dice, and Everything Nice, and NFL playoff talk, and more. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of the show, Liam Stryker!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another edition of Late Night Liam, here on its new home, Tuesday nights, on NAI Twitch. The New Age Insiders Twitch, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Welcome in. We're already two shows into the new night. We're already late.
Yeah, we're already late. Right. To be fair, we had a very productive phone call that we needed to be on. It was a conference call, very important stuff.
Here's the thing. I think we can make the the announcement, the teaser announcement.
Sure, yeah.
For the fourth straight year, we will be a part of the Connor's Cure pre-WrestleMania tailgate party.
Super exciting.
Mania Club. You can find them on Facebook. I think you just search the Mania Club.
Yeah,
right?
If you're going to WrestleMania, join the Mania Club on Facebook. There's discounts for the tailgate, all sorts of fun stuff.
And so basically, if you're new to the experience and have no idea what this is, because you found us after WrestleMania any of the years, then what Mania Club is a tailgate that promotes money for Connor's Cure. Connor's Cure was the disease for Connor the Crusher, the the WWE Hall of Famer. Heartbreaking story. You can Google that. It's sad and heartbreaking. It makes you cry in all the sad, hopeful places.
Yeah, right.
And so it's to combat pediatric cancer is what it is. And so we got hooked up with the Mania Club, and we've been doing a live pre-show to WrestleMania for the past 3 years. This will be the fourth. So that is official. That is officially happening. Stay tuned to the main show on Wednesday, NAI Pod on Wednesday night. Also here on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV or on any podcast platform of your choosing.
Yep.
Because we're on all of them. So you can do all that fun stuff. And we'll have more details after the Royal Rumble when all the pages go live and you can figure out how to donate, buy a ticket if you're going to be in the WrestleMania area, or just generally support Connor's Cure. So that's basically what we were doing for the past half hour.
It ran a little bit long. We apologize. Yeah. But we're here now. We're here live. Yeah, and we're going to get the interview with Kaylee very shortly.
Yes,
if those of you who are tuning in for that.
Yes. For those of you who have stuck around and are in Los Angeles time, also great, because it's only 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 7:34.
So it's not super late for you people, which is great. Also, I miss the sun. I lived in Santa Monica.
I miss the warmth.
I love the beach.
As you can see with my hoodie and my beanie, and I'm not really feeling well the last couple of days. I don't know if you guys can hear it in my voice.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah.
I'm rocking my favorite sweatshirt, my very on-brand blood, sweat, and beard sweatshirt.
Give me bloody.
Oh, God. All right, let's start there tonight.
I don't have the drink.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Poppy has consumed my life. So for those of you out there in Twitch land, in podcast land.
Actually, I can get them.
So Poppy is a pop star from Boston, Massachusetts, moved to Nashville, and is the weirdest person I've ever met in my entire life. Imagine a variety streamer, but she does music instead of just plays different video games. It's very weird.
Right.
I can't. Her song that is that got our attention is for the upcoming NXT TakeOver Phoenix. That'll be coming up Royal Rumble weekend, the 26th.
Correct.
And it's the theme. And it is if the Mamas and the Papas and Slipknot got together and made a song.
Right.
And she's this adorable, petite little blonde girl. And she's got a very high pitch, nice little voice. And then all of a sudden, she's covered in blood.
Right.
And it's just like, I don't know what's happening. But that is the only song that sounds like that. There are no other ones. I thought that maybe that was her gimmick. She's like 70s and thrash metal at the same time.
It's just, you have to hear it to believe it.
Oh, God. Weird things just get me. And that's that speaks to me, Bill. You know, you've known me for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite band is Ninja Sex Party.
Yeah, my favorite band is Ninja Sex Party. So it's really par for the course at this point. But yeah, so that's what's going on. and she just talked into the camera for a little while. Ooh. This is it. That was it. That was her. She just goes, ooh.
So this is the ad. So in the song X, she says she starts off like hippy dippy, like mamas and the papas, like Liam said. And then it goes into this dark metal where she's covered in blood like Carrie.
Yeah, it's weird.
And she's saying, give me bloody.
Yeah.
In the like throughout the whole verse. And so this is an ad that was recorded for WWE's NXT TakeOver. Just sort of promoting that she was going to be the NXT Loud official theme song for the event. So this is the commercial that that she made for this.
I'm Poppy, WWE. Gimme bloody. NXT Loud. Ooh. Hashtag NXT Loud. WWE. I'm Poppy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like something that you would put into like a prison to like psychologically break somebody.
Right?
Gimme bloody.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the lyrics in the song is you can get down on your knees if you're naughty.
Oh, right after that too.
And I want to know what that means, and I'm into it.
I think you know what that means.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, so there is one thing I do want to touch on before we start getting into our main topics.
Definitely.
The government has been shut down for like 20,000 days now. We're like maybe three steps away from Mad Max territory, I believe. Right. I'm just going to start running around in bondage gear and like siphoning gas.
Oh, geez.
Right? That's what happens in post-apocalyptic worlds, right? I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that that's what ends up happening. I don't know. I'll look into it. But the government shut down, so the staff of the White House isn't working. So did you hear about how the Clemson national champions?
I loved it.
This is my favorite thing.
You know how much those guys probably enjoyed that so much more than like filet mignon?
Fish. Here's the thing. I played football, and this would have been the best. Just like, wait, so let's just have a competition to see how many McDonald's cheeseburgers we could house. I think that in my heyday of, fat high school football player, I think that I could probably do 20 nuggets, 5 cheeseburgers, and a thing of large fries.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's probably what I could do. And I would push that to the test because that would have been so goddamn funny.
Oh, God, yeah.
That would have been so goddamn funny.
I got a picture up on the screen there with all the Big Macs stacked on each other with a bunch of huge 300-pound dudes their eyes drooling.
The funniest part about it is, like, look, say whatever you want about the president. That's not what this is about. This is so on message for this president.
Yes.
Like, Donald Trump would be the president. Like, whether you like him or hate him, this is the president that would have the buffet of fast food.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, that's it. You know what I mean? It'd be, oh, God, it'd be very fun. I was on board.
I thought it was great.
I was on board. But our first topic of the night is something a little bit interesting because I heard this, and like most people, I am a subscriber to Netflix. Bill, I'm assuming are as well.
I think everybody in the world is at this point.
It really kind of has changed the media, right, by the streaming service. It put Blockbuster out of business, which was an absolute institution. And it's kind of killed television. People are cutting the cord, and one of the reasons they're cutting the cord is for Netflix. Well, Netflix is now increasing their prices again. It started at like $8 for the streaming service.
Right.
And then it would go up from there.
Correct.
And so over the course of the past few years, I think it's floated around like $11.
Yeah, I think mine is the standard $11.
Yeah, plan. Which is just the basic streaming. There's no DVDs, which they do still offer.
They really?
I'm pretty sure you can still get DVDs.
Oh, wow.
And Blu-rays. And now they're going to increase it to $13. So, Bill, the question I would have for you is, at what point does Netflix no longer become worth it?
As soon as Disney Plus comes out.
Yeah, that's my answer, too. The problem that I have with Netflix is that you keep increasing the price, and it seems like your content is getting worse.
Yeah.
While you're providing more content, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Because back in the heyday when you first started your streaming plan, you crushed it on the television side of things, right? You were offering full-length television programs. I watched all of Doctor Who and fell in love with that.
Sure, yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, Battlestar Galactica. Look, I understand it's very nerdy, but we're also on Twitch, so
yeah,
here we are. Here we are. But that was, they had TV shows like that. How I Met Your Mother was big on there. You know, Friday Night Lights. There were so many television programs that really captivated. They also had a quality movie selection, and it really feels like their movie selection has gone down, especially knowing that like some of their biggest titles right now is like Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, they have a bunch of Disney titles up there right now.
But all of their Disney titles are going to be going away because Disney Plus is going to be coming out.
Right.
And things, they've canceled all of their original programming. And things like House of Cards has ended.
Right, well, not to their fault,
right,
because of the BS that Kevin Spacey was playing.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a particular show, but Orange is the New Black is done.
That was a shocking one to me, because I watched that show, and I really do enjoy it. And when I heard that the last season was coming up, I was pretty surprised.
Right. You look at other shows, like all of the Marvel shows.
Yep.
Right? Those got canceled. So they don't have anything original right now.
Right.
Glow seems to be it.
It's pretty much comedy specials at
this point. It's comedy specials and Glow.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's sustainable. And it's going to be really sad, because I do think that Netflix is going to price themselves out of their own market, because why am I going to give you $13 to get less than great things when Disney Plus is going to be a thing, as well as NBC Universal is going to team with Paramount to create their own?
Right.
So would I rather give you $13 and not get any of the content I want, but maybe pay $30 for two services that are going to give me literally everything I want?
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's still a miracle to me that Hulu exists.
Right. Especially with a paid plan that includes commercials.
Right.
Which is crazy.
That's
to me.
Crazy. And I should cancel it, but I'm in the middle of rewatching Sons of Anarchy.
The only reason why Danny and I have Hulu right now is because on, I think it was either Black Friday or soon afterwards, we got an email saying you can get Hulu for $12 for all of 2019.
Oh, see, that's worth it.
And so it was like that one day, it was like a flash sale, and we signed up for $1 a month for the next year.
Yeah, see, that's worth it.
Yeah, totally.
That's definitely worth it.
And then we have commercials, which is kind of annoying, but you know, we're paying $1, so it's whatever, who cares?
Wow, that's absolutely amazing.
Right.
I still think it's going to be very interesting, because again, the big one is the Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Just with their vast catalog of everything.
Every,
you know,
Disney movie ever made.
Every Disney movie, every television show that they have, all of
original content.
All of that original, the original content like The Mandalorian, which I can't wait for.
Sure.
But you look at it, and it's going to be very interesting to see how that takes over, because it's not just the Disney content, right? It's also all of 20th Century Fox.
Right, right, with that merger,
With that merger. So it's the catalog is going to be crazy. So now this is going to, we're going to take a short break in a second, but when we come back, this is going to be very relevant, because in the show for our guest, Damsels, Dice, and Everything Nice.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Episode one is up.
Episode one. They introduce a new princess that is a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Princess Leia.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be joining the gang of all the classic Disney princesses. And I have a question, because this floated around the internet, and it is very much like the Die Hard is a Christmas movie debate. Now that 20th Century Fox is a Disney property.
Yep.
20th Century Fox owns Alien.
The original Star Wars.
Well, they do own that. But Alien.
Uh-huh.
Sigourney Weaver gave birth to a xenomorph from the Queen. So is that xenomorph a Disney princess?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. I asked the tough
answer
ones.
Away in the Twitch chat.
In the Twitch chat. I want to know. Is this a xenomorph a Disney princess? I want to know. But we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with our guest for the evening. Stay tuned to Late Night Liam.
Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back in to Late Night, Liam. Bill, I think it's been very, very well established here on this show that, and across all of the New Age Insider shows, that we love Disney.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
I think everybody in the world knows that by now.
Yeah, it's pretty well documented. We have shows on it. But I had something come across my social media platforms because that is a well-known fact. People started kind of sharing, being like, hey, you would like this. You like film things and you like YouTube content. And I'm constantly watching all kinds of weird nonsense on there. And this video came across my feeds, and it was Damsel's Dice and Everything Nice. And basically, to kind of set it up, it's this video about all of the Disney princesses playing Dungeons and Dragons.
It's pretty awesome.
It was delightful. So I immediately took to social media and sought out the executive producer and writer, Kaylee Bray, and invited her to be on to Late Night Liam tonight. So I would like to give a warm NAI welcome to Kaylee Bray, the writer and executive producer of Damsel's Dice and Everything Nice. Kaylee, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. So I just wanted to jump right in because immediately the quality of this project just jumped right off the screen at me. And I just want to know, what was the inspiration for this project and how did it all kind of come together?
Well, the inspiration was kind of simple. I just happened to be a random actor in Los Angeles, and my friend group was pretty much 50-50 professional Disney princesses of some kind or another and professional Dungeons and Dragons players. And I realized that that would make a really fun show, and I really wanted to make that happen. And I was really bored on vacation, and so I made a Facebook post that said, hey, if I wanted to make a show about the Disney princesses playing Dungeons and Dragons, who would be interested? And like 40 people responded to the post. And it just kind of, I decided I wanted to keep going. And everyone who was interested was still interested, and we just all decided to collaborate, work together, and make this crazy thing happen.
Of course. Now, do you play Dungeons and Dragons yourself, or was this something you're kind of like learning on the fly?
I play Dungeons. I've been playing Dungeons and Dragons since I was like 13 or 14. So I've been playing for a really long time, and I've been playing in LA since I've been here, live streaming occasionally as well. So that's the world that I was really familiar with. The rest of my cast is kind of a mixed bag of experience.
Yeah. Now, coming from a world of, it's something that I've always been interested in. I've never played it myself. And So I've always been very fascinated because I'm definitely one of those people where it's like, look, I'm far too busy to settle down because otherwise I'd lose months playing something like this. How easy was it kind of taking all of these characters and personalities and kind of rolling them into this type of tabletop game?
It actually was really easy because the thing about Dungeons and Dragons is it's all based on character archetypes, and then a lot of character archetypes are now based on Dungeons and Dragons. So you have the warriors, the magic users, the performers, the thieves, any kind of, every skill set wrapped up in a nice little package in a character like a princess, because you know, we're telling a story, it's an archetype. And in Dungeons and Dragons, that's how you start telling your story, and then you can customize it from there and make the character your own. So they're kind of made for each other.
It definitely feels that way, especially the interaction between the characters feels very, very natural. I mean, recently we had Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, that came out where kind of put all of these characters in the same room. And that seemed to be the highlight of that film. And this seems to capture the same sort of magic between all of those character interactions from, you know, I'm a big, huge film dork myself. And, you know, noticing the small little quips that are character moments from their respective films. Now, you play Belle on this show, correct? Mm-hmm. Was that a choice? Do you have a professional connection to that character, or have you always just associated yourself with that particular Disney princess?
So Belle, I actually had cast myself as Mulan for the longest time because I'm Chinese, and so I identify with that princess very strongly. But I realized that the Dungeon Master really should be the character who's the most obsessed with telling stories. And there's only one princess who, like, that's her defining characteristic. And definitely Belle was one of my favorite Disney princesses growing up because I was a big reader and I love telling stories. And so the idea of being able to inhabit her in any way was really exciting. And then bring that into my other obsession, Dungeons and Dragons. It's a dream come true.
Yeah. Now, you have a lot of talented people that are kind of behind this as well. I was taking a look at your director, Ryan Parma. How did you get hooked up with him, who is very, very prominent in music video directing? I saw that he's directed several of the Pentatonix music videos and other dance videos like that. How did you end up getting hooked up with him to have him come on to help direct this?
So he's a friend of a friend. I was talking about the project and I said I was looking for a director, and she just said, oh my gosh, you have to meet Ryan. He loves Disney. He's amazing. It'll be a great fit. And I watched his stuff and I knew he was exactly the kind of person I wanted to work with. And so we met. I taught him how to make a Dungeons and Dragons character. We learned that we were equally nerdy, equally excited about all of these wonderful things. And it was a match made in heaven. It's so exciting to have him as my partner in crime.
Yeah, the results definitely show. The art direction and craft work behind this is just top notch stuff. So now episode one dropped on January 1st, and you have started an Indiegogo campaign to produce the rest of these. How many episodes are you looking to produce? And, you know, what's kind of the goal of this series?
So the scripts are written for six more episodes. We decided to just have the first season completely written. So they're ready to go. We're just looking to fund the first season. And honestly, we have lots of ideas for season two. So we just like to keep telling the story as much as we can. We really enjoy working together and we're having a blast. And so the goal of the series really is just to keep making more of it. The amount of feedback we've gotten from parents saying they showed their daughters the series, and now they've got 8-year-olds who want to play Dungeons and Dragons or who are proud to play Dungeons and Dragons. If we can keep affecting people that way, I mean, that's really the goal.
Yeah, for the longest time, there's kind of been this weird stigma around Dungeons and Dragons that it's just something that's kind of been played in basements and things like that. But through mediums like YouTube and Twitch, and even things like College Humor, this sort of format of showing what this game actually is, it's kind of almost taking on what happened to fantasy football maybe like 10 years ago, where once people have actually been able to see what this game is, they're like, oh, I can get into that. And so I think you did a great job of matching things that people absolutely love with something brand new. I know that I've been, kind of just, like I said, I watch a ton of weird nonsense on the internet. And, something like this comes along and it's a breath of fresh air. And it takes something I am very familiar with and mixes it with something I'm not very familiar with. Now, you guys are moving right along. You're moving full steam ahead, trying to get episode two made. You're trying to work on this as much as possible. And you mentioned that you're going to be having a live stream next Monday. What's that going to be about? And what type of announcements can we look forward to hearing?
So the live stream on the 21st is going to be kind of like a telethon. So we're trying to do our best to fund the rest of episode two, because if we're paying full price for everything, we get to pay our actors, it's $10,000 an episode to make, which is a lot. So we're looking to get some help creating episode two as quickly as we can, because people are so hungry for it. So the live stream is going to be hosted by the princesses. Lots of fun. We'll be playing games, singing songs. There's going to be a lot of giveaways. We're going to unlock some bonus content if we can hit a couple of donation goals. It'll be a lot of fun. Lots of music, lots of Q&As, lots of chances to interact with and chat with the cast and crew. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And where are people going to be able to find that?
People can find it on twitch.tv/diceandeverythingnice. And we'll also probably go live on YouTube for a while. So if they follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, we're Dice and Nice. And all of the updates will be all over our social media.
Awesome. We're definitely going to have to make sure that we host that live stream on Monday just to kind of help the cause.
We love it.
Yeah. I mean, anything, you know, I direct and produce myself, so I totally understand how hard it is to get the funds for these type of projects. You know, yeah. I always operate under the assumption that it's your passion project isn't my passion project and my passion project isn't yours. So getting people on board with something is always very, very hard. So, you know, trying to support creative people doing fun and creative things is something we here at the New Age Insiders love to support. So I don't want to take up any more of your time, but where can everybody find you? I know you mentioned the Instagram, the Twitter, the Twitch, the Indiegogo. Why don't you just wrap up everything for us?
Absolutely. So on Instagram and Twitter, we are Dice and Nice. We are Danzel Dice and Everything Nice on YouTube. If you check out all of our bios and in the descriptions of our videos, the Indiegogo link is up there. Also, if you search Danzel Dice and Everything Nice episode 2 on Indiegogo, we pop up right away. Definitely take a look, subscribe to the YouTube. You're going to get a lot of announcements soon, information about the live stream. And if you have any questions about who the cast are, we are also at www.diceandeverythingnice.com.
Wow.
And you can find me on Twitter at Hoppa Barbarian, and I'm always talking about the show on there too. So if you follow my personal stuff, you'll also find a lot of info on Danzel's.
I know that we will be following along. Like I said, I was, super impressed with episode 1. I'm excited to see where we go from here. We're going to do our best over here to kind of support this because, like I said, I like to support creative people that are doing fun and creative things. So thank you, Kaylee, for coming on to Late Night Liam. We are super happy to have you on here. And, we hope the best for your live stream and we hope the best for the future of Damsel's Dice and Everything Nice.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more Late Night Liam.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda. But it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email. NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com. That's NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com.
She is a delight.
She was great.
She was great. I genuinely believe that this is going to take off. You take the look at everything that's going on with Damsel's Dice and Everything Nice, and it's making rounds on the internet, because people are so infatuated with Disney. It's not just necessarily, a niche audience. People are going to really like it. So definitely, if you have a chance, if you are an avid Twitch user, either come on over to us and we'll direct you over to them, or head on over to their Twitch page for their live stream. And all the best to all of them. It's great when people have a passion and go for it. And it's also really helpful when those people are very nice and delightful.
Yeah,
people.
Definitely. I enjoyed sitting here producing that for you.
Yeah, it was really great. Hopefully we'll have more news, and hopefully we can have her on again, and or some of the other Disney princesses as the show progresses. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, man.
But now shifting gears just a little bit, we're going to be heading into Championship Weekend.
Oh.
Because before Monday is the NFC and AFC Championship
games. And the Patriots are hashtag still here.
Yeah. This is... This is probably the most excited I've been about football in a while.
Yeah, man.
You know, just because being from New England, spoiler alert, the Patriots get to this stage often.
Yes.
Right?
And Eight straight years, in fact.
And most of the time, it's a no-brainer. Yeah, they're going to go in there. Yeah, it's going to be no problem. Yeah, they're going to get to the Super Bowl. No big deal. This is the first year where there's a real game.
Yeah.
There's a real game that can happen.
There's a chance they might not win.
They're
not the favorite this year.
They're not the favorite.
They're playing on the road.
Which they've been terrible at this whole season.
Correct.
Which has been absolutely, absolutely fascinating. Because you've watched a team in the Kansas City Chiefs that have both simultaneously played the best football that they've played all year and are falling apart. And that's also the Patriots. It's nonsensical.
Yeah.
It's nonsensical how both teams are falling apart yet also playing the best football because they both blew out their respective teams this weekend.
Right.
The Colts didn't show up.
Nor did the Chargers.
Nor did the Chargers. And so it's going to be very interesting to see which team decides to show up.
Yeah.
Because if the Patriots team that showed up this week in Foxborough shows up in Kansas City,
it's going to be a hell of a game.
It's going to be a hell of a game. If the team that showed up in Jacksonville or Detroit.
Miami.
Miami, I don't think was that bad. Because they ended up losing that game, but that was like a really fluke thing.
Well, they scored at the last second to take the lead, so they didn't exactly squish the fish.
No, they definitely didn't. But they definitely also didn't show up to Tennessee.
Oh yeah, Detroit.
Detroit. They didn't show up, and so it'll be very interesting. The Chiefs are playing with house money. It's Arrowhead is a hard place to play.
It's a loudest stadium in the league.
It is. Yeah. It gets rocking. I mean,
there's that it's it's the loudest stadium in the league.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting because in reality to what this season is, as much as I personally want the Patriots to go to another Super Bowl, to win another Super Bowl, because my sports fandom narrative, that's the more exciting story.
Right.
Because I personally want Tom Brady to be tied as the winningest franchise in NFL history.
Sure, yeah.
I personally want that to be a thing that I can say. But I can also see how, you know what would be super exciting? If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
I don't hate this Chiefs team.
I like Patrick Mahomes a lot.
Patrick Mahomes is awesome. That guy is so much fun.
Yeah.
That Kermit the Frog sounding idiot. Oh, God. I love him. He's running around. He's Brett Favre if Brett Favre was good.
Sure. All-time season good.
So here's the thing. I do have to mention this. The Vikings are my NFC team.
Okay.
So I hate Brett Favre.
even when he joined them?
Yeah. It was like
and he went to the NFC Championship
and
game?
Then threw the interception that I knew he was going to throw.
That I called with the people I was in the room with 5 seconds before it.
Yeah. No. I knew that was coming. I knew it was happening before it happened because I was like, Brett Favre is going to throw this game away. Why? Because that's what Brett Favre does. I hate this guy. And that's sure as hell what happened.
Right.
Hated it. So, you know, but Patrick Mahomes, he's got that in him. He's got that gunslinger in him.
Dude, a little bit of Steve. So fun to watch.
A little bit of Steve Young. I like it. I'm into it.
I wouldn't even be mad if the Patriots lost this year.
No.
I have no expectations going into this game. I had no expectations going into the playoffs.
Yeah, look.
The team that showed up on Sunday against the San Diego Chargers was a team that we hadn't seen all year.
Yeah, well, the
LA Chargers, sorry.
Yeah. The Patriots showing up on Sunday was oh, shit, what? It's the playoffs? Oh. Yeah, all right, we'll play football now, I guess.
Right.
You know what I mean? Tom Brady and Julian Edelman, looked in the mirror and was just like, hey, did you know it was January? Oh, man, it's January? Oh, we should, try.
You know what's the craziest fact about this past game?
Yeah.
Is that Julian Edelman, as we stand right now, is second behind Jerry Rice in all-time playoff receptions.
It's nuts.
This guy who is a Kent State quarterback drafted in the 7th round is the second most all-time receiver in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yep.
And Jerry Rice is up by 50 catches, which he'll probably never catch.
Yeah, because that's the thing is that he's going to get within 50
Yeah.
And
Jerry Rice is like the Wayne Gretzky of football, where all his records are like all his records are so far in between one and two, but two through 10 are really close.
Absolutely. It's going to be nuts. Well, and you look at who else is on that list. Wes Welker, Hines Ward, Reggie Wayne.
Right.
You know, all Hall of Fame caliber receivers.
Right. Exactly.
And it's like, oh, wow. Is Julian Edelman a Hall of Fame wide receiver?
He very well could be when all said is done.
Is that a thing we have to talk about?
If he wins another one, that's three championships.
Jesus.
Three titles, second all-time playoff receiver. He's consistently in the top 10 receptions every single season.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could be.
He could be. For a guy that didn't play the position in college, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I also love Julian Edelman.
Oh, God, yeah.
Have I ever told you about my obsession with Julian Edelman?
No.
So, I used...
Is it the playoff beard?
No, it's not the playoff beard. It goes way before that. It goes to training camp, actually. Me and a bunch of my buddies used to go to training camp every year.
Okay.
Certain camps are open at Foxborough. You can go and watch.
Sure,
And it was Julian Edelman's rookie year, and I was watching him, and I was just like, oh, man, I love this guy. Like, this is my guy.
It's like Welker Jr. almost.
Yeah, it's like, what? Like, this guy's awesome. He's so good. And, like, I remember telling all my buddies, I'm like, yo, this is going to be the guy. And next time we're with my buddies, Matt and Cal, they can validate this story that I've been on the Julian Edelman train. I built the bandwagon is basically how they put it. I built that bandwagon, and everything about him I absolutely love. Have you watched any of his short films?
No.
So he has a couple of them. One is called Burger Time.
Oh,
and it's him. And it's him and, not Chandler Jones. It's, yeah, I think it's Chandler Jones. And he keeps calling him Bones Jones the entire time.
Jesus Christ.
And it's just this dumb, stupid talk show. And then he does another one called Smoothie Time, where it's a talk show, but he's making a smoothie with James White.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, Burger Time is with Chandler Jones. You're right.
Yeah, Burger Time's with Chandler Jones. And he calls him Bones Jones the entire
time.
That's
so funny.
Chandler Jones' brother is John Bones Jones, who
UFC.
Who I think is... the deer antler man on The Masked Singer. Okay? I'm putting that out there now.
It could be.
Deer antler spray, he's getting in trouble with stuff. Yeah. And it doesn't
like
sound
Ray like Ray Lewis never
it,
did.
It doesn't sound like Ray Lewis. Look, here's the thing. You can take deer antler spray, take a year off, and then just become the light heavyweight championship because Daniel Cormier is just like, no, fuck it. I want Brock Lesnar.
Right, exactly.
I can't wait for that fight. Oh, God. There's so many things happening in this 2019.
How about the NFC?
The NFC.
The matchup we all expected?
Yeah.
Saints and Rams?
Saints and Rams. That's going to be exciting just because I think it's like the last hurrah of the old cowboy that is Drew Brees.
You think it's his last year?
I don't think it's his last year, but I think we're getting close.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we're talking about a world where Ben Roethlisberger and Philip Rivers are like, I might retire. Well, Drew Brees was replaced by Philip Rivers. So, you know, he's up there too.
Sure.
You know, who knows? Who knows whether he wants to keep going or not? I think it might be one of those situations where if Drew Brees wins it, he's done. Otherwise, I think he's got a couple more years left in him just because that running game is so good.
Sure.
You know, Prince Kamara.
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. I always want to play.
You mean Prince of Mukamara?
I always want to say it's Prince of Mukamara, and it's not. It's Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
And then Mark Ingram.
Oh, yep, yep.
You know, there's such a good back combination out of that backfield that, yeah, you don't have to rely on Drew Brees to be every single, you know, drop back and pass.
Sure, yeah.
And become that one-dimensional
game.
He
doesn't need to throw 60 times a game
anymore. Right, and he's good enough to do that. You know, that's kind of what the Patriots found this past weekend, where it's like, hey, you know what? If we just let our rookie running back just, like, run for 100 yards, then Tom Brady doesn't have to throw that much.
And we'll let our other running back catch for 100 yards.
Yeah, or we can just do that, and that'll be fun. The LA Rams... very exciting.
Oh,
everybody wrote off Jared Goff.
Yep.
Everybody was like, no, this guy blows
yeah.
His rookie year. And instead, maybe that's the deal. It's if you're good your rookie year, you suck the rest of them. But if you suck your rookie year, you're going to be great.
Sure, yeah.
Because that's basically what happened.
Technically, Tom Brady's rookie year was 2000.
Right, and he didn't play. He had zero stats. So look at how that worked out. Maybe that's it. Maybe if you suck, you'll be like so good. But if you don't play at all, you'll be the best.
Because look at Patrick Mahomes.
Well, look at Patrick Mahomes and look at Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Well, Rodgers sat for 3 years.
Yeah, I know. He got real good. So I think that the Saints are going to pull it out. They're going to be at home.
I think so, too.
They're going to be at home. And I do think that, you know, New Orleans fan base is ultimately going to make the difference. They're going to get in there. I think the moment is going to become a little too big for Jared Goff. I don't think that this is the last time we're going to see the Rams in this this spot. Mm-hmm. I think that we're going to see them, the Rams and the Chiefs, in Super Bowls for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you're looking at Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes. They're going to duel. Once Brady decides it's time for him to plant vegetables or whatever the hell he's going to do.
Right.
Because
kale.
Yeah, grow kale and hang out with his hippie supermodel wife.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's weird. He lives a very, very rich life that I will never lead.
For sure.
You know? And so...
So are you predicting that the Saints will win the NFC Championship?
I do think that it is going to be the Saints and the Patriots.
Ooh.
In the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ah.
I do.
I'm so torn with my prediction because, yeah, they showed up and played their best game of the year against the Chargers at home with the crowd that was rocking. I was there. Place was going crazy. It was probably the loudest I've ever heard Gillette Stadium in person.
Right.
And just judging by the way that they've played all season long on the road, and how much different of a team they are. Well, they're 9-0 at home this year.
Yeah.
And they're 3-5 on the road going into this game.
Yep.
I don't foresee the... unless the weather is such a factor that Mahomes' game can be shut down, which I don't think it's going to be because it's just going to be cold. It's not going to be snowy.
Right.
I don't think that they can go into Arrowhead with that noise and that... I don't want to say stage because they've been there before. They've done it a million times.
Right.
But that game in that stadium, that place is going to be rowdy.
Yeah.
Anything the Patriots have ever experienced before.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
I want the Patriots to win, but I do think the Chiefs will pull it out.
So this is the X factor. And most of the time I write off X factors, right? Because it's like, well, this is this intangible thing that you can't put on statistics. But at this point, it is a statistic. The difference in this time rather than the last time, because everybody remembers the end of the dynasty when the Patriots went into Arrowhead.
Right.
And Trent Dilfer famously said that Tom Brady's done and it's over.
Oh, yeah. Like 800 other people have said.
Yeah. So... that's,
looking at you, Max Kellerman.
Yeah, and so, yeah, he says that on a weekly basis. That's like his shtick. The difference is that Tom Brady is a sociopath.
And accurate.
And if Tom Brady wasn't the greatest NFL quarterback to have ever lived, he would be the greatest serial killer that ever lived. And the reason for that is because Tom Brady is at his absolute best when everybody tells him he sucks.
Sure.
And everybody is telling him that he sucks.
And he pointed it out post-game yesterday.
If he could have GTA just like stabbed that guy and did a cheat code to take the stars away, he would have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so a Tom Brady that everybody is saying has no chance is the Tom Brady that throws for 500 yards.
And it's a position he's never been in before, really, except for maybe early on in like 2001.
Right.
Where he's the dog.
Right.
The Chiefs are the favorite.
Yep.
No one can tell me anything different. The Chiefs are the favorite. They've been the best team in the AFC all season long.
Yeah, they're the one seed.
They're at home. They're the one seed.
Yeah.
They were one game better than the Patriots. They are absolutely 100,000% the favorites in this game.
Yeah.
I don't care what Vegas says about 3 points being at home, all that nonsense. They are the favorites. The Patriots have not had a season like this in a very long time where they've been mediocre at best for most of it.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are absolutely the number one team in the AFC.
I'm telling you, Tom Brady is going to stab somebody. Like, it's actually going to happen.
He might.
Like, remember that time that the Steelers safety, I think it might have been Ryan Clark, said a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
And during that playoff game, Tom Brady sprinted down the field to be like, na-na-na-boo-boo, ha-ha, fuck you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's the Tom Brady we're going to get.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be scary.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be scary. It's going to be the better game.
For it.
It's going to be the better game.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because I do think that the Saints are going to run away with that.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
But who knows? I don't pick NFL games for a living.
That's true.
So
not as if those guys are really experts anyway.
Yeah. So I think that wraps up. Do you got anything you want to say before we get on out of here?
No, I think we're good, man.
All right, yeah, we're going to
get some rest.
Yeah, let's get on out of here. Yeah, so everybody, thank you for joining us here tonight on Late Night Liam. Thank you to my special guest, Kaylee Bray. You can find her at Happa Barbarian. You can find everything else at damselsdiceandeverythingnice.com. Go and check everything else they have out. Episode 1 is out now. They have the live stream coming on their Twitch channel on Monday. So go and support. Donate if you can.
Definitely.
Donate if you can, because it's definitely going to be worth it. We're going to be talking about Spider-Man Homecoming tomorrow on the New Age Insiders regular show, because that trailer dropped and I have thoughts. So stay tuned to that, because that's going to be a huge teaser. That movie show we just did, Gladiator.
Yep.
Which was very funny, because I think that we both went into it being like, this is going to be a great movie, and our reactions would surprise you. This upcoming week, we will be doing The Wizard of Oz, which is very exciting. You can also join us on Patreon if you subscribe to the New Age Insiders Patreon, patreon.com/New Age Insiders. You can become a Patreon today for $10. Join an exclusive chat, and you can watch us argue with Colin at Colin Wall about the Chiefs versus the Patriots for 2 hours. And watch Jay's head explode. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but Jay watching sports, he's classic Boston sports guy, where the sky is falling.
Oh, God,
and
yeah, I know.
It's the best. It's the absolute best.
I'm the only one that stays positive.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, I'm 50-50. But
I was the only one in a group chat at Super Bowl 51.
Yes, you were. You were the only one that was like, no, they still got this. And it's just like, Bill, it is 28-3. How do they still got this? And then he was right. So I have the text messages. It's a thing. Follow us at New Age Insiders. Follow myself at Liam NAI. Bill Neville at Bill Neville NAI. Anything else? Is that it?
No, I think so. Bowflex 85 listening live says it's far from home, not homecoming. Yeah, Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, you're right. Far from home. The Homecoming, the trailer already dropped, and we're very late to the thoughts.
Right.
We're really far from home.
Get them tomorrow.
We'll get them tomorrow. So,
right here. Same place, same time.
Same place, same time. Not same time. 8 o'clock. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And good night, everybody.
See you, everybody.